It's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Yes, it's standard now because we're not in daylight savings. For those of you who haven't been keeping tabs on everything happening here in the world today, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And here it is, the 29th day of December, 2021. 2 days left in the year, besides this one, of course. And we want to let you know, the prayers, we still need your prayers uplifting here for Power Hour Jay, who lost her brother-in-law the other night. We want you to send prayers for her and her husband during this difficult time. Also, some acquaintances of mine that live in Houston were in New Mexico. Her husband had to be airlifted to Houston. He has a hole in his colon. And if you could pray for Tim, that would be really great, too. We're sending prayers up for him. That's crazy, being airlifted across the entire state of Texas. But, yeah, we found out about that last night and managed to find out they're keeping an eye on him. New Mexico, they wanted to cut him, and the couple said no, and so they shipped him back to Houston via AirLife. And so he is supposedly stable at this point in time, but your prayers would help. That's for Tim in Houston. Jay is going to be gone, obviously, because they're in the grieving process. Catherine's going to be covering the order line at the Power Mall. If you don't get through, leave a message. We'll call you back, right? On sale this week at the Power Mall, 10% off the following: Strauss Naturals, all those products, Vitamir, buy two, get one, 50% off of the OptiVita, all their products, 20% off the Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack, and now available for 10% off the Real Anthony Fauci. You asked, we listened. Catherine jumped on it, talked to the publisher, and got cases of books in, the Real Anthony Fauci. This is a very deep read, folks, and for those of you who want to get in and find out what's really going on, find out how evil this man is. Now, Robert F. Kennedy is a Democrat. Now, that may just bother some of you because you're all party liners, and I get that. I've had Dr. Naomi Wolf on the program before, and yeah, she may be a dyed-in-the-wool or yellow dog or whatever kind of Democrat you want to call him. We're so quick to judge and throw labels on, but I had to talk to this woman because, one, she's a constitutionalist like me, and two, she's a journalist. So because of the fact she goes out and does her homework as well, and she's trying to report the truth, what happens to her? Same thing as what happens to a lot of us. They get censored. Doctors, they've taken Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. But what are they doing? Following the advice of the Real Anthony Fauci and putting them on remdesivir when their lips turn blue and let them die on a ventilator. And this is what happened right up front when this first started. And Gilead Sciences, which Bill Gates owns a lot of stock in, made a puttload of money. So you have to understand what is going on behind the scenes. You just follow the money trail and you'll see how motivated people are to make sure you stay in good health. Speaking of good health, if those of you taking P73 oregano oil, we got 10% off the North American Urban Spice formulas, Orega O's, which are gummies, and the O2 Rega. That's also one of those great products, powerhouse for energy support, and it provides immense molecular oxygen, free of all chemicals, solvents, and additives. And we're still doing a BOGO on Tranquil while supplies last. We're going to have a maternal fetal medicine specialist on the show, bottom of the hour. And at the top of the hour, in our noon hour, we're going to be talking to a filmmaker about cancer and how he overcame it and what it took. Now, there are some people that may have a problem with a lot of what he's saying, but a lot of it, if you look at the holistic approach, makes sense. I've watched the video, so I can tell you that there's some stuff in there that you might have a hard time overcoming in your mind, because a lot of this stuff is not traditional. For those of you holistic people out there, you're absolutely going to love this. Going to love what he's saying. That's Nathan Crane. He is a documentary filmmaker, and he's going to be on the show with us in the noon hour. And in the meantime, things are getting crazy on airline flights. Epic Times is reporting a woman, Patricia Yannette Cornwall. She's from California. And Mildred Geckler Dunn, a federal public pretender, was assigned to her as her attorney because she is facing charges of assaulting by striking, beating, or wounding. This is a crime punishable by a fine and or up to 1 year in jail. According to the complaint, which I got a copy of here, FBI Task Force Officer Rudyard Gerard, this happened during a flight from Tampa to Atlanta. It's such a short flight, too, which means that beverage service is like fast, fast, fast. And so the disputes were started over a beverage cart blocking the aisle so Ms. Cornwall could not get to her seat. And she got mad when the flight attendant said, look, just sit there, and as soon as we get past you, you can move to your seat. And immediately, this little glib-lib responded with, who am I, Rosa Parks? This male passenger sitting near her seemed to think Cornwall's response was inappropriate and told Cornwall, she isn't black, this isn't Alabama, and this isn't a bus. Cornwall then turned on the male passenger and started beating him about the head with her closed fist, causing visible injury, spitting in the passenger's face and the head area. Well, everybody watched it, and as soon as the plane landed, of course, she was restrained by flight security and remained that way until they landed in Atlanta, and she was taken into custody. People, seriously, if you act up on a plane, this is what's going to happen to you. She was released after a $20,000 bond was posted, according to court records. When you act like a douche on an airline, you're going to get treated like this. And I remember succinctly on a Southwest flight that I took last year, we were reminded before the plane left, okay, folks, I'm going to be honest with you here. You booked a plane ticket on this flight. You knew what the rules were. The CDC and Lord God Fauci and everybody else want you to bend over and do what we say. You must wear a mask the entire duration of the flight, only to be removed when eating or drinking. You knew that when you came on board, knew it when you bought the ticket, so stop complaining and enjoy your flight. Ah, that's right, boys and girls. Just one more jab. One more jab. The FAA's vaccine policy is violating its own rules, which states pilots should not fly after having taken medications that have been approved for less than a year. According to a group of attorneys, doctors, and other experts, including a pilot who says his career ended due to adverse reactions from a vaccine. Here again, EUA does not a vaccine make. When you put a label on, as Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, has stated eloquently, when you put a label on stuff, you say that long enough, people not only come to believe it is true, but they mimic it and mockingbird it all over society. So if they call it a vaccine, it's the government that's putting the label on it. Well, it must be a vaccine. Really? I call it a jab. You can call it what you want. But the thing is the FAA is charged with ensuring the safety of the flying public. And here you have all of these pilots, 30% of which are protesting having to get a shot that, the more we look at it, appears to have nanoparticles, computer chips, and God knows what else that attacks your body's immune system and tears it down so it cannot fight infection. We had Josh Yoder on the program, who is with a pilot's organization fighting this. That's where the lawsuits are coming in, because the FAA is basically going against its own safety measures. And so now people like Lee Dundas, who spoke at the last Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour, has basically said these people are contradicting themselves at every turn. And for those of you who think the vaccine was so important you had to go get one to get on a cruise, are you sitting down for this? The CDC is now investigating 86 cruise ships, all of which have had COVID-19 outbreaks, up from 68 a day earlier. They're currently investigating 38 ships with 48 additional vessels having already undergone investigation but remaining under observation. Another 22 ships have reported any cases at all. Three ships reported COVID-19 cases below the investigation threshold. Excuse me, OIC, tainting the statistics again. They're not going to investigate them all. Then it's not worth my time and tax dollars to pay for that garbage. But yet, here we are. If you want to cruise on our ship, got to get vaccinated. Wait. If I get vaccinated, I'm going to be given some of the COVID. I might spread it to other people. A growing number of cruise ships have reported COVID-19 outbreaks during the last few weeks, despite the extremely high vaccination rate. Some cruises have been denied disembarking passengers, have been forced to alter their stops. So wait a minute, that's not what you paid for. You paid to go on a cruise. Well, doesn't mean you got to get off the boat. And when I said follow the money, I'm seriously talking about the money. Follow where your tax dollars are going, because Fauci, Lord God, Dr. Anthony Mangala, the patron saint of Wuhan, is going to get $350,000 a year, the biggest U.S. government pension in history, when he retires. I frankly would like to see the man retired at the end of a rope. Most of you probably would if you know what he's done, how many people he's responsible for murdering, making Bill Gates rich off Remdesivir stock from Gilead Sciences. And I was just reminded this morning of something that just kind of popped into my head here. Those of you who have been having problems with family members, some of whom want to get the vaccine, and you're fighting, and there's a lot of infighting going on right now, I can tell you that, because there are people that all think that everything the government says should be trusted. Some of these people have just lost their way. That's how you might be thinking, that you've been brainwashed, you've been indoctrinated, they've locked you up for 20 months and programmed you with all this TV, mainstream media garbage. And so now you're thinking, hey, I better do what the government says, otherwise I can't live. Oh my, this is not a good thing. I can't live without the government telling me. It's like I have a phone line to the government, and they're telling me that I have to do all these things. I can't live without listening to what the government says. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Yeah, see, this is a problem. When they've lost touch with themselves, they're not living life as God intended. In Matthew, or let's look at John 10:10. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I don't see anywhere in that passage that says if they rely on government, they're going to have an abundant life. I don't see that anywhere. And this is one of these things, but your mission, if you're involved in a family dispute like this, you are not, and we have family members, even in our clan over here, we have family members, a majority of which have taken the jabs. They think they're all that plus a bag of chips. In fact, they brag about it on Facebook. And Facebook lets that go because Facebook is all part of this. It's all about the money. Remember what I said. And there is absolutely nothing you can do, despite your best well-meaning efforts. You're just going to get yourself upset trying to convince these people to do something to counteract the jab, because there are protocols for that. But unless you really do the research, you won't know. And so many of us have done the research. So many of us have bought this book. The real Anthony Fauci, which explains all these patents. Some of you actually got on the Moderna website and looked up the stuff we told you to look up on their patents and what's in it. It says nanotechnology. You heard Clay Clark yesterday on the radio. If you forgot what he said, go back and listen to the show. It's on thepowerhour.com in archive form. He played Klaus Schwab, basically saying, we're going to change you. We're going to stick this in your arm. We're going to change you. Das Führer, we're going to change you. Sieg Heil! So, are you going to be obedient? You're going to listen to this nonsense? I feel like the Tin Man. If I only had a brain. It doesn't make sense to go out and convince other family members who have succumbed to this government pressure and nonsense and propaganda. You are just going to beat yourself up and make yourself sick, worrying about what's going to happen to them. Because like the Poseidon Adventure, they followed the purser to the sinking end of the ship. There's nothing that you can do about it, so there's no sense in wasting your breath, your time, and stressing yourself out, trying to change their mind. And if they come at you, because see, they're on a mission too. They're doing just the opposite. They have been so convinced that it's cool to take the shot, and that the more shots, the better, that they're going to try to influence you to go get your jab so you can be like them. See, because that's what the government has done, is put this pressure on them, and they blamed it all on the unvaccinated. It's not a good thing, because now you're an outcast in your own family, and whose fault is that? The government. Because the rest of the family members that all got jabbed look to the government for support, and all they get is propaganda. They get lies. As a matter of fact, according to Mercola's website, another cache of emails obtained via the Freedom of Information Act request by the American Institute for Economic Research revealed that Dr. Anthony Fauci and his boss, NIH Director Francis Collins, colluded to quash dissenting views on the lockdowns. And we're not just talking about the Great Barrington Declaration. We're talking about how they could stop the call for a sane, science-based approach. And one of those approaches is because they have this annual budget of $58 billion and a combined staff of 31,000. There has been no study to determine how natural immunity stacks up against the jab, because likely they don't want to know the answer. Why would that be? Because NIH owns part of the patents to these viruses and these supposed cures. These are not cures, folks. They want you to have a jab for life. They want you to keep getting these jabs repeatedly so they can put more of this nano garbage in you and turn you into some sort of Manchurian candidate type drone, and then program your DNA to go do things. And if you don't behave yourself, all they got to do is push a button and maybe your head will blow off. In other words, you'll have an aneurysm in your brain because that magnetic hydrogel will have gotten to your brain. And all of a sudden, kaboom, there's a stroke. Kaboom, there's a heart attack. See, we don't know enough, but what the doctors, the frontline doctors, got a hold of a vial and looked at it, saw this junk in there, went, wait a minute. This wasn't on the list of ingredients in the jab. They didn't tell us about all these nano chips. They didn't tell us about graphene oxide. And the doctor who did, Andreas Nowak, ended up dead. If you live in Sweden, it's a much worse situation for you. Because in Sweden, right, what they want to do now is have vaccine passport arm implants. Wow. Especially if you're 20 to 49 years, this move essentially threatens people to get injections or risk being marginalized. You see over there, they don't much care about what they label people or tattooing a QR code on somebody with digital information in it. I don't know that that's the mark of the beast as I see it. I see it as nothing but transhumanistic control. I'm sure Patrick Wood would probably agree with me on that. If you read the Bible, there are a lot of people out there that say that the 666, which is symbolic of the beast, as described in Revelation 13. We heard Clay Clark talk about this. You have to look at what era we are in right now. Some believe we're in mid-tribulation. Some people believe that tribulation can only occur when Christ comes back and takes us all up. Then those who are alive and remain on the earth are going to have to be succumbed to this. Things are a bit confusing. You may have a alternate thought process about that. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We will be taking calls in the last half hour of our show. I'm talking about 12:30 to 1. The fortunate news is the vaccine mandate for domestic flights will not be considered by the CDC, according to CDC Director Rochelle, the Wicked Witch of the East, Walensky. Certainly domestic flights have been a topic of conversation, but it's not something we're revisiting right now, she told NPR. Well, she told NPR, National Public Radio, mainstream media. They won't talk to anybody that's an alternative media or somebody that's preaching the truth. They won't talk to them, but they'll talk to mainstream media every day of the week because they're all in on it. It's us against them, folks. That's what's going on right now. If you're talking about requiring a vaccine to get in a plane domestically, Fauci thinks it's a great idea. Yeah, if you want to kill the airline industry, it would be. All these pilots are just, you know, the 30% that don't want to take the jab are just going to say, screw you people. I just want to get out of here. Well, here's an interesting perspective. Did you know commoners in ancient Rome occasionally exercised a social strategy called successio plebis, or succession of the plebs, in which the entire working class would evacuate a city en masse and refuse to work or fight in the army, leaving the patrician class to fend for itself? Secessions were an effective means of winning legal and economic concessions, of course. These are things we must ponder here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 28 after the hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
the Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
It's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Wednesday, December 29, 2021. Dave Krieger with you. You know, it's amazing, according to Chris Hedges, this little quotes that just have come in. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and banks destroy the economy. Could it get any worse than that? They want to jab our kids. I have a problem with that. There's a lot of people that have a problem with that. And you've seen just only a specific amount of information involving the number of jabs that have resulted in vaccine injury to pregnant women, in addition to deaths of pregnant women and babies. The OBGYN industry has been placed virtually under a gag order. Dr. James Thorpe, he is a maternal fetal medicine specialist. He's over 42 years in the field, board certified. He understands doctors and nurses are quite scared to speak out. They're in fear of being destroyed and losing their licenses, and he is not. He's one of those, what I would call a frontline doctor. If you're willing to step outside the box, tell it like it is, at great risk to yourself, then you're front line in my book. Dr. Thorpe, welcome to the show.
Dave, well, thank you very much for having me, sir. It's an honor and a privilege.
For sure. Now, we, of course, a lot of people are looking at Nuremberg Code. They've done a lot of research. We have very smart listeners out here, most of which have been following what we've been studying and researching. The doctors that we've had on, we've had Dr. David Martin on, we've had Dr. Kerry Mate. I've interviewed a lot of these different people. They all think this is a matter, an effort to depopulate. What's your take on all this?
Well, I don't want to get into the polemics of it, but what I will state is that there is a cartel. This is like an echo chamber that you've seen in the fake media, and all of this came down within 6 weeks. The Federation of the State Medical Boards, the American Board of Medical Specialties, and the American Association of Nursing Colleges, specifically a very powerful cartel, all of them with teeth. They can actually destroy your career. They came down with the exact same language and the exact same threat within literally 1 month. And the language is misinterpret or misinform, and we will destroy your livelihood, your career, and your family. Every physician and nurse in the United States of America, none of them should be trusted because they're all under a gag order. And if that weren't enough, true, honest, informed consent from every physician, every healthcare facility, every nurse in the United States of America is made null and void.
That's scary, Dr. Thorpe. You know, what really blows me away is that, you know, these physicians, knowing their Hippocratic oath of do no harm, still sit there and tell you when you call up and you want to get some sort of treatment for bronchitis or something like that, they go, oh, by the way, while you're out, go get a COVID test. Really? You're really going to do this? That to me is do no harm because you don't know what's in that swab. And you've been doing analysis on the number of deaths and injuries to fetuses and pregnant women. Could you go into a little bit of detail? And it's all because of the jab. So what have you found?
Well, I certainly have. And I have, a really pertinent PowerPoint of 6 slides, which is a free publication series, which I'm happy to share with you, Dave. But in essence, what I've looked at with the current data, and I'm digging in through a outlet of medalerts.org, and I have looked at that and studied that way down to the nitty-gritty with one of the IT experts in Silicon Valley that we've spent a lot of time together, and he's basically spent his whole life doing this database from theirs. So what I found is most recently, there's from COVID-19 vaccines, there's 20,244 vaccine-related injuries. Now, just to put that in perspective, in the 360 months or 30-plus years of VAERS data, all the other vaccines combined have only caused 9,405 deaths. It's just striking. Now, we know that VAERS is underreported significantly, very significantly. You know, if you go to realnotrare.com or the COVID blog, you will see a massive number of severely vaccine-injured patients. Virtually none of those patients have been received by VAERS. None of them have been acknowledged. So we know they're very behind and they're very overwhelmed with data. So it's a striking contrast. Now, in terms of malformations during pregnancy, when you administer the vaccination, you know, perhaps before or during pregnancy, what most people don't know is there is a substantial increase in fetal malformations. And let me give you those numbers. If you look at the COVID-19 vaccines in the last 10 months on VAERS, there are 725 reported malformations. If you take all the other vaccines in the 31-year history of VAERS, there's only 182. So this is a really black and white number. So there's not much room for interpretation of this. It's striking, Dave. Now, I've also looked at all influenza vaccinations. And by the way, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I've taken more vaccines than you or most other people. And I've actually recommended vaccinations in pregnancy, for example, in the past, the influenza vaccine. I think there's a potential for that to benefit mom and fetus. So I have recommended that. But if you look at the number of fetal malformations associated with influenza vaccine for the last 30 years, there's only 43. And if you look at the pertussis vaccine, which is another vaccination that I've recommended in pregnancy for 30 years, there's only 21 fetal malformations. So we have a substantial increase in risk of fetal malformations. Now, if we go to pregnancy loss, the pregnancy loss is striking. If you look at the COVID-19 vaccines for only 10 months, we have 2,737 pregnancy losses. Now, just to put that in perspective, for all other vaccines in the 30-year history of VAERS, there's only 1,965. Striking. You know, remember, 10 months versus 360 months. Now, for the influenza vaccination, the pregnancy loss for the last 30-plus years is only 363, and for the pertussis vaccination, it's only 136. These are striking numbers. And what I'll say about this is, you know, we've used VAERS for 31 years. Ronald Reagan actually put this into law in 1986 and I loved President Reagan, Ronald Reagan, but I think it was a faux pas that he gave the pharmaceutical industry a sovereign immunity from lawsuits for creation of vaccine. I think that's been a horrible mistake. But there was a quid pro quo. It was in the legislation by law that mandated CDC and the FDA to keep VAERS and keep it accurate. And we've used that as a bell tower. We've used it as a monitor for the last 30 years. And now all of a sudden, when the data is extraordinarily concerning for bears. What do the politicians and the liberals do? They say, oh, it's not accurate. It doesn't show causation. It only shows association. And you can't believe it anyways. Oh, really? That's what we've been using for 30 years. And by the way, Dave, you don't, anybody can criticize my data, but as Sir Karl Popper, the famous physician, medical researcher, suggested years ago, refutation is the way that science progresses. So for us to have a gag order and not question is totally the antithesis of science. So I'm putting forth this data. I'm extraordinarily concerned with my American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which is just up the street from you in Texas, Dallas, Texas, and I've communicated with them because I believe it's their fault that they have pushed this vaccination in pregnancy. It's their fault, and the onus is on them, and I've been in contact with the executive director, Dr. George Wendell, who's a contemporary of mine, and we are in discussion. But this is their fault because they threatened all the 23,000 OBGYNs and maternal fetal medicine doctors in the country that if they don't follow the narrative, then they will destroy their careers, their livelihood, and their families. So nobody else is speaking out. I don't know any other physician in the United States of America that has had the chutzpah, the balls, and the courage to call this out. You can disagree with me on my opinions, but no physician or nobody in this country should disagree with me on these communist threats that are made against every physician and every nurse in the United States of America. I'm following up for you, folks. Physicians, nurses, all of you in the country, I'm standing up for you, everybody in the United States of America, so that we can have a free, honest health care system with true and honest informed consent. And you've been robbed of that.
Sure. Well, Dr. Thorpe, I do, because of the fact you've been in the Air Force, I do want to thank you for your service. 844-769-2944 is the number to call in right now if you have a question for Dr. James Thorpe, who is a maternal fetal medicine specialist, and he is basically violating the gag order that was handed down to all these OBGYNs. Dr. Thorpe, I don't disagree at all with your statistics. I believe that your statistics have been skewed to your disadvantage. I think that the figures that you posited here on the show are worse than what you've indicated, and because there is, and I looked up these laws under Title 42, Health and Welfare, and I did see that there are penalties. They're supposed to maintain this VAERS system. It's supposed to be accurate, and people are supposed to be reporting to the VAERS system, and they're just not doing it. I believe everything has been understated, but your point was made, and well made, that this is too much. I mean, 53 people died of the flu vax, and they discontinued it. Here, we have these COVID-19 jabs, and it's like they want a jab in every arm. It doesn't matter whether they're pregnant or not. There's an underlying reason why they're doing this.
Dave, you're absolutely right. And by the way, you're very brilliant. You've done your homework. You're very knowledgeable. That's right, the swine flu vaccination. I was a medical student up in Detroit with my brother, and in 1976, we vaccinated 90 million Americans. And actually, there were 26 deaths, and actually, the total number of deaths was 52, but there were 26 that were reported in VAERS, and the other 26 were picked up later. There was mass hysteria, and it was immediately put off the market, taken off the market permanently. 52 deaths, or 26, whatever you want to call it, a minimal number compared to what we have now. Now move forward to the rotavirus vaccination at the turn of the century, 1999, 2000. The rotavirus is a disease in children, primarily in children, and some newborns and first year of life, toddlers and children. And it was an effective vaccine, much safer than this retrovirus vaccine. And there were a dozen or so cases of a complication called intussusception, which is kind of a benign complication that we can fix if it's diagnosed. If it's not diagnosed, it can be much more severe. But there were no deaths. There were only a dozen or so. That vaccine was immediately revoked and taken off the market. And, you know, Dave, it took 5 years to get that vaccine back on the market. 5 years. Now fast forward to, you know, 2020, and what's changed? There's a massive die-off. Massive. I mean, if you believe the under-reporting factor of Dr. Jessica Rose in Newfoundland, she talks about a 41-fold under-reported factor for theirs. That puts us at over 800,000 deaths. It's very possible that we're killing more people in the United States of America with the vaccine than we're saving.
Well, it's amazing you would say that, because right now the CDC just announced that it's investigating 86 cruise ships for outbreaks. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you, and see, the logic is, and everybody on the show has been saying the same thing. If you get a dose of the, if you get a shot, a flu shot, you're getting a dose of the flu. But if you get a shot of COVID, you're not getting a dose of that. Well, I would think that maybe you were. And here you have a whole bunch of people that have been given this virus, and now they're all spreading it. And the thing is if these vaccinations were what they said they were, and they were actual vaccines and not some sort of gene therapy, we wouldn't be having these outbreaks, and the CDC wouldn't be investigating 86 cruise ships. I mean, this is just
exactly
insanity.
Right.
This whole narrative is nuts.
Dave, you're spot on. We've been fed a trove of lies. Is that effective? Number one question. No, it's not effective. The most vaccinated countries in the world have the greatest resurgence. The most vaccinated states in this United States of America have the greatest resurgence. Here's another one, Dave. Think about this. This is probably the best natural experiment that we have. Think about the USS Milwaukee, the Navy ship. Okay, six days ago, it was reported all over the press. Here's a ship isolated in the ocean. It's got many, many crew members on board, 100% vaccinated. And guess what? The ship is out of commission because a vast number of the sailors are sick with COVID. Now, that is an incredible experiment of nature. And it's a perfect experiment because all of those people were isolated and vaccinated. So their whole narrative is destroyed.
It pretty much is. I mean, you're spot on with that observation. I think a lot of our listeners were, too. They're all looking at this scenario and they're going, wait a minute. And I want to take the jab. Why? And everything that the media has been, basically all they got to do is put Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, on camera. And all of a sudden it becomes law, even though Congress had no say. And so I think this emergency, for starters, this declaration of emergency, I know that Governor Jared Polis in Colorado has said there really isn't any issue with COVID. And now, of course, we have a law professor, or a professor, rather, that he basically now says that COVID-19 will become just another cause of the common cold. And he is a UK professor in University of East Anglia. And he's telling the BBC this COVID is only one virus of a family of coronaviruses. And so whether or not they're throwing off all these new variants, the one thing that we did find out, thanks to Jean-Luc Montagnier, who was a French scientist that was all over the AIDS outbreak at Fort Detrick, Maryland, these folks have said, hey, we know what the other 4% of that vaccine is. It's the AIDS virus. They're injecting people with human immunodeficiency virus. We figured this out. And just how they could squelch that part of the narrative is beyond me. But it's, like I say, we're looking at Nuremberg. We're looking at a lot of different things. A lot of this stuff I know doesn't make sense to a lot of our listeners, but from a medical perspective, and you are a medical doctor, and so a lot of people, they go to the doctor and they trust what they say. But unfortunately, the problem is with this gag order there, well, these OBGYNs, aside from yourself, are giving them misinformation and poor treatment. I don't know. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is, come on, the rest of my colleagues in this country, come on, physicians, come on, nurses, let's start attacking the Federation of State Medical Boards, the American Association of Nursing Colleges, the American Board of Medical Specialties, and the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. There is zero, zilch, nada safety data in pregnancy. The New England Journal of Medicine article that purported safety in pregnancy is absolutely absurd. And let me say this, the editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I won't mention his name, I should, because everything that I'm saying is accurate, but he is on record at the FDA hearing for the jabs in the children, the dangerous jab in children ages 5 to 11, and in essence, this is what he said. He pushed the authorization through to jab the children. And basically he said, well, we don't have any data. We just have to roll it out and see what happens. That is not the way we do science. Now, at least, Dave, he was honest with the children, but in pregnancy, he lied and he put the New England Journal of Medicine stamp. And then everybody says, oh, New England Journal of Medicine said it's safe, so it's safe. But if you look at the British Medical Journal, they at least have some semblance of credibility. And I've been in communication with that editor-in-chief. And she actually published a brilliant expose, whistleblower, by Paul V. Thacker in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ. And it completely trashed the New England Journal of Medicine and the conflict of interest that they have with Pfizer. It's a very concerning article. And this would not be published in one of the most premier medical journals of the world unless it was true. Trust me, they've done their fact-checking. I'm talking about falsification of data, manipulation of data, unblinding the data, horrible stuff.
No, I get that completely, and there's so much evidence of it. It's crazy. You are right on with that, Dr. Thorpe. 844-769-2944. You only have a couple of minutes to get on the phone if you have a question for Dr. James Thorpe, MD. And this gentleman is board certified, so if anybody knows or is in the know about what's going on in maternal fetal medicine, he does. So if you even know somebody that is contemplating taking the jab and they're pregnant, bad move. I wouldn't do it if I was pregnant. Of course, that's a physical impossibility, but you may know somebody who is or who's contemplating that. To me, you're playing Russian roulette with your body and that of your unborn child. So I just, you know, it's beyond me, and I'm glad that we had you on the show, sir, because it's beyond me how they could continue misinforming the public and basically telling everybody, whether you're pregnant or not, that these vaccines are safe and effective. And basically all I've told my audience here is to follow the money. Because Pfizer,
exactly.
I mean, Gilead, all of this, follow the money trail. Look at the SEC.gov, look at their 8K and their 10K, and see how much money they've made. And now they want to give a jab in every arm, and they want to put a jab arm QR code in Sweden. I mean, this is just getting nuts out there. It's a matter of authoritarian grab at this point, it would seem.
It absolutely is. You're absolutely correct. It's very, very concerning. And, you know, there's so many young maternal fetal medicine physicians that are urged to put on town halls, national town halls, pushing the jab in pregnancy. And you know what? They won't even allow me to be on the platform to at least give a balanced presentation. They barred me and all the other, my other colleagues, you know, from coming on and just at least presenting a balanced picture. They won't do it. There were two maternal fetal medicine doctors in Indianapolis that put on a national town hall urging all pregnant women all over the country. These two young physicians, I don't know that they're even old enough to be, you know, my daughters. And they have maybe 1/50th of my experience combined and probably absolutely nowhere near my publications in peer-reviewed medical journals, and yet they're out there spouting off this propaganda because of the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. An American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, you have a lot of blood on your hands, and you better revisit your threats to the OBGYN doctors, and you better stop with pushing these maternal fetal medicine doctors all over the country to force this poison on pregnant women.
No doubt. And Dr. Thorpe, if just out of curiosity, if somebody was pregnant and they did take the COVID jab, are there any medical symptoms or conditions to look for?
Well, I'm concerned with everything. I'm concerned about fetal death. I'm concerned about fetal malformation. I am concerned about fetal growth restriction, placental abnormalities. And then when your child is born, if your child's born alive, I'm very, very concerned about chronic immune deficiency in the children lifelong. I'm concerned about chronic inflammatory disease, chronic autoimmune disease in your children for the rest of their lives.
Wow, that's sad. I tell you, folks, this is one thing. Dr. James Thorpe has stood up for the little guy. There are a lot of doctors I know that have been attacked, and it's one of those things. James, thank you so much. Keep up the fight. We appreciate your work.
Thank you, Dave.
You bet. It's coming up on the break here, 57 minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to go to Nathan Crane, the director of Cancer, The Integrated Perspective. He's made a movie. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.